Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hello everybody, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We are going to talk today about the power of focus. I'm going to read to you a scripture found in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. And the word of the Lord says, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." I'm going to read it one more time. Proverbs 4:25. It says, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." Bible has a lot to say about focus. If I were to define focus, I would define it as the pursuit of and also protecting the wisdom of God. That's what focus is. Focus is actually you pursuing the wisdom of God, but it's also protecting the wisdom of God. Now, focus is important in every area of our lives. Now, when we are focused people in any area of our lives, what we are doing is we are passionately pursuing and protecting the wisdom of God. Whenever we say we are focused, what we're doing is we are focused according to God's perfect plan for our lives, according to the assignment of God that He has for our lives. When we are focused on our assignment, on what God has called us to do, what we're doing is we are passionately in pursuit and we are protecting the wisdom of God. So if you need focus in any area of your life, you're lacking focus, you're beginning to get distracted. That's one of the strategies of your enemy, is to cause you to lose focus and to get you to become distracted. That is one of the strategies of the enemy. That is one of his tactics or one of his weapons. And so whenever you are lacking or in need of focus in your life, you're actually pursuing the wisdom. And you are actually pursuing the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of God. And you are actually protecting the wisdom of God. And now when you look at the book of Job, Job is a man of wisdom. He's a man that was very focused. And if God is actually talking to us through Job, actually about focus a lot. So when God speaks to us or wants to speak to us about focus, what God is saying to us, you need a new level of wisdom that you don't have. You need a new level of wisdom that perhaps you have not searched for, sought after. But when God speaks of wisdom, or we are lacking wisdom and God's telling us to focus again, or we're lacking focus and God is telling us focus again, what He's saying is you need another level of wisdom. You need a level of wisdom that is not earthly, but it is heavenly. Now, the greatest spiritual cry right now, I believe, in the body of Christ is that people, they're shouting, they're dancing, they're going to church, they're conversing, but very few people finish anything. They lack wisdom. We have a bunch of things going on, but we have incomplete things. We are not focused. We have incomplete dreams, incomplete visions, incomplete callings. We have incomplete purposes. Why? Because we lack focus. We lack the wisdom of God. We are not pursuing the wisdom of God. We are not protecting the wisdom of God. Therefore, we have become distracted. There are a lot of people that are so distracted. So we have incomplete things. We are not completing our God-given assignments. We are not completing the plans of God for our lives. And there are many people that are living. They're living for God, but we're halfway living. We're in between a lot of things. We're in between our purposes. We're in between our callings. We're in between our dreams. We're in between our desires. Why? Because we lack focus. So there are so many people that, because they're not focused, they're not finishing. They're not finishing well. People don't know how to finish well. Why? Because they're lacking focus. And it's time for the body of Christ to get focused. Focused on your assignment. Focused on the plans of God. Now, finishing anything in your life is a matter of focus. That's why we have to stop being so distracted. Now, think about Paul for a moment. He said, while he's being beheaded, he's about to be beheaded. And you know what he says? He writes, "I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." What was he saying? I have stayed focused. I have stayed in the wisdom of God. I have finished well. So this tells me that the devil's not afraid of anything that you don't finish. The devil's not afraid of anything that you start. What he's afraid of is something that you finish. And focus has everything to do with you finishing well. So when you look at Jesus, some of the most powerful words, the last words that he spoke, what did he say? It is finished. What was he saying? That term, it is finished, that came from the lips of Jesus, that came from the mouth of Almighty God, God in the flesh, is meant. And what he was saying is that the forever plan that I've had for you guys, it's done. It's complete. I was focused. We have to know how to finish well. We have to know how to be people that are focused. Many people are not talking about finishing well. Many people do not talk about, finishing well. So what happens is we end up finishing bitter. We end up finishing hurt. We end up finishing offended. Or we're no longer having a fire. Or we no longer have passion. Most people in the church do not finish well because they finish tired. They finish confused. They finish without clarity. And when there is a call of God over their lives, you know, God is saying to you today, don't finish halfway. Don't finish bitter. Don't finish offended. You have to get focused again. Maybe you're halfway and you feel offended. Maybe you're halfway and you feel maybe confused. That is not a way to finish. You have to get focused again. Now, Satan loves distraction because there's a difference between you finishing focused and you finishing distracted. And there's a lot of people that finish distracted, but they're not finished. They're not finishing focused. Satan loves to distract people. That is his choice of weapon. He loves to distract you because you are not a powerful person when you lack focus. Now, God wants you and I to finish strong, but we cannot finish strong if we're going to lack focus. We have to be focused people. Let me say this to you. Victories come when we remove distractions. I'm going to say it again to you. Victories come when you remove every distraction. The victory cannot come when you are distracted. When we focus on our assignment, that is when the victories come. So it is time for us to become focused people. Ask Job. Read the story of Job, and you'll find there in Job chapter 42, the end of his life, it says that God multiplied everything. Job wound up with more. He had victory. Why? Because he was a man of focus. Now, when you look at his life, there has been so much turmoil in his life, so much loss in his life, confusion, attacks, you name it. The list goes on. And we see a summary of what happened because he stayed focused. He received the victory. No victory can come to you if you are distracted. You must be a people that are focused. Now, despite what he faced, all the boils, the diseases, all the attacks, the theft, everything that he went through, all the loss, you know, when you look at him, he remained very focused. Now, some people say, oh, man, I'm like Job. I'm going through stuff. And I feel like there was so much loss. No. If you lack access to the wisdom of God, and if you are distracted, you're not like Job. Job, in the midst of all that happened to him, he did not get distracted. He didn't get distracted by the boils that he felt in his body. He did not become distracted by the loss that he faced. He did not get distracted. Job was very focused. And the people of God have to learn how to get focused. The whole point of God saying to Satan, Job is my friend. Job is my friend. You can touch what he's got. Do not touch his soul. But the whole purpose of God saying to Satan about Job, Job is my friend. It wasn't because he didn't sin. Job is my friend, not because he's perfect. Job is my friend, not because he's done nothing wrong. No, Job is my friend because he focuses and he does not get distracted because he seeks the wisdom of heaven and he does not get distracted by what he's facing. The whole purpose of God saying to Satan, Job is my friend because he's focused on me. Job is my friend, not because he's perfect, but because he's focused on me. He's focused on his assignment. And hear me. I know that God is saying to all of us like he did Job, because he was saying, basically, God was saying, I'm looking for somebody that will not have undivided attention, that will have undivided attention towards me. but not somebody who gets distracted and then has a divided attention towards God. No, 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 no. God is looking for people that are focused, focused on their assignment. That was a problem with Israel. They were not focused. They were so distracted. They were up and down. Depending on the situation or what they faced, they were up and down. And listen, they had multiple gods. They were so distracted. They got distracted by the lack of water. They got distracted because they're in the wilderness. They got distracted because now there's enemies in the land. And they lost their focus. Have you lost your focus? Are you maybe watching this, hearing this, or listening to this, and you just lost focus? Get focused again. What is focus? You are going back to the wisdom of God. You're pursuing the wisdom of God. You're going after the wisdom of God, and you're protecting the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is not like the wisdom of the earth. The wisdom of God is not the wisdom of man. The wisdom of God is so powerful. The wisdom of God, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, that it cries out from the streets. Why? Because it's what gives you your breakthroughs. It's what takes you into a promise. It's what gives you the victories. You need the wisdom of God. Focus is to be, again, seeking and pursuing the wisdom of God, but also not only pursuing it, but protecting it. Have you protected the wisdom of God? Look, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what distracts you. Perhaps there's areas in your life, and you can now, as you're listening to me, are starting to identify everything that is distracting you. Well, today's the day to remove all the distractions and start to get focused on what? What am I supposed to focus on? On God. Focus on your assignment. Focus on your purpose, because you are not a person that is going to end halfway. No, you're going to finish the race. And like Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. So I want to just encourage you today. Focus again. Father, we pray for your people. And we pray, God, that they will be a people of focus, a people that they are identifying right now at the sound of my voice, all their distractions, everything that is distracting them from the wisdom of God, from the wisdom of heaven, from pursuing it and protecting it. Father, today I pray that through this means, God, your people are going to start to remove every form of distraction, God. And just like Job, God, he was focused on his assignment and what God told him to do. Father, we pray this in your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys, and we'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.